Why is spiritual work so difficult? Have you realized that as you go on this journey of transformation and connecting with the light force, there's almost always an opposing force that is blocking us from connecting? We want to be giving people. None of us want to be angry or reactive or needy or selfish. But it almost feels like there's this gravitational force that pulls us towards being reactive. Does the Creator not want us to be like the Creator? Why does it need to be so challenging? The Kabbalists share that in this world we have an opponent. The opponent is a force, a positive force, disguised as a negative force, here in this world to help us earn the light by awakening challenges and pushing us to be reactive. The Kabbalists gave it a name many, many thousands of years ago. They gave the name Satan. S-A-T-A-N, but we say it Satan. Satan is an energy force, a positive force disguised as a negative one. His only job is there to make us reactive, to push us away from the light. Satan likes when we are coming from a place of lack, when we are selfish, when we are not acting with the attributes of the light of the Creator. Satan is the force that says, show him who you are. Satan is that voice inside of our head that tells us, you can do it tomorrow. Why do it now? When you're sitting in a meeting and everyone's bringing up great ideas and you feel like you're not contributing anything and you start to feel lack and insecure, Satan is the voice that says, say something. Talk about the accomplishment you recently had. Make yourself look good. He wants you to be reactive. Satan is that force that when we feel jealous about our friends or our partners, says, you know what? They don't deserve that. You deserve that. Why do they have it and you don't have it? Satan is the force that says, you know what? I don't really believe in this Satan concept. He knows that when we have lack, when we're challenged, that's our greatest opportunity for light. Enter Satan. He comes in because he wants to steal the light. Every time we're reactive, we feel good for a moment and then we feel empty. Why? Because all that energy we just got goes to the opponent. It's something we need to remember throughout our entire spiritual journey. It is almost like we're in a war. When we wake up in the morning and we feel anxious about our day, worried about things that we need to do, sad or out of control, that was the opponent planning all night how to make us reactive. When we're in despair or despondency and we feel like we're not loved or we're not accomplishing anything, that's the opponent hard at work stealing our energy. It's not us. When we feel reactive, that's not actually us. That's the opponent charging us up. That's the opponent trying to steal our light. And as time goes on, we have to realize we are pure. We are pure vessels here to tap in to all the beauty and joy that the Creator is meant to give us. But the Creator did create the opponent. And the opponent secretly wants us to win the game. The opponent secretly wants us to beat him. But he is created there to challenge us. He's our challenger. Without him, there would be no game. And he's there to constantly test us to connect to the light.